rest of the story. Late one summer, word reached Al's law office that his opponent in a divorce case, a case that had been dragging on for almost 2 years, the husband of the woman he represented was dying. Al's colleagues said let it go. In a day or so, it would be a testamentary matter. His client would inherit whatever the court might otherwise award, perhaps more. Let it go, everybody said, but Al would not let it go. His client, Eliza Bowen, had retained him in good faith. He would see this matter resolved as it had begun in divorce court. Nobody said aloud what everybody knew, that Al just plain wanted to win this case for a very specific reason. Now let's look at the case. Eliza Bowen, Rhode Island, one-time high-class hooker who began moving in increasingly lofty social circles. Before long, she'd met and married a wealthy man named Stephen Jamel, whose subsequent demise made her a very rich woman. She married again, a lawyer 20 years her senior. Nobody seemed to recall whose ardor it was that urged them to the altar. Some said the lawyer, by then in his late 70s, courted Eliza as fervently as a teenager. Others insisted that it was she who had pestered him into matrimony, but whichever happened, their bliss disintegrated rapidly after the vows were uttered. The lawyer, agog over his new wife's inherited wealth, promptly began spending as much of it as he could. News of his good fortune found its way to his old creditors, who showed up in droves with upturned palms extended. The couple had been married only a little over a year, and yet the rapid depletion of Eliza's personal estate, along with the suspicion that her husband had been unfaithful, prompted her to file for divorce. Friends advised you'll need a really good attorney. That's where Al came in. Al was a really good attorney. And he was more highly motivated to win this case than any other in his career. For you see, his client's husband was much more than that to a nation that never forgot. He was Aaron Burr. His client's husband was the Aaron Burr. One-time vice president of the United States, who July 11 of 1804 had challenged and shot and killed the illustrious Alexander Hamilton in a duel. And the particular incentive of Eliza's divorce attorney? He was Alexander Hamilton, Jr. He was the son of the man Aaron Burr had shot to death 32 years before. That's why Eliza's lawyers had to pursue this case to the end, and they had to win it for Dad. So on September 14, 1836, after years of file and trial and judicial deliberation, the divorce decree was entered and became final, and Eliza got it all. Eliza got it all. And just hours later, at 2 p.m. that same day, the notorious Aaron Burr slipped quietly away and was no more. The history books say that once upon a gun battle in New Jersey, Alexander Hamilton fired and missed. But now you've seen how 32 years later, Hamilton's bullet returned from oblivion. This time it found its mark. Now you know the rest of the story.